Federal officials described in vivid detail a major raid they carried out yesterday against human traffickers in Phoenix. The Department of Homeland Security says shuttle van companies based in Arizona had been moving thousands of illegal immigrants, taking them from Mexico to points across the U.S. for years. Peter O'Dowd of member station KJZZ has this report.
Federal officials say this was a sting for the record books. 47 people are in custody, an AK-47 and 40 vehicles were seized. John Morton, the Assistant Secretary for Homeland Security's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, says the agency has never made a bust this big.
Five shuttle companies have been shut down, and multiple smuggling rings have been stopped in their tracks.
The day started with up to 800 state and federal agents fanning out across four Arizona cities. Four of the shuttle companies were based in Tucson, another in Phoenix. Authorities say that for more than a decade, the network allegedly smuggled immigrants from Mexico, Central America, and even China into the U.S., where they boarded vans headed for the country's interior. Again, John Morton.
The shuttle company would give the alien passenger a fake receipt for $30. To give the appearance of legitimacy. Once in Phoenix, time spent in drop or stash houses here before being moved on yet again.
Morton says those illegal immigrants eventually made their way to Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York.
This is not a mom and pops organization. It's major international crime occurring across borders with profits literally into the billions.
This bust did not go over well with the state's immigrant community, where rumors of a raid had been circulating for several days. Ian Danley says that in Phoenix, the fear escalated when agents wearing black hoods swarmed into a shuttle company based in a predominantly Latino neighborhood. Danley is a youth pastor who works nearby.
There was dozens of law enforcement officials all around. There was helicopters circling overhead. Neighbors were outside filming, and I saw many in tears.
It turns out the sting focused only on the smuggling operation, but advocates who were on hand at yesterday's announcement say they're worried about the long-term effects. Delia Salvatierra is an immigration attorney in Phoenix.
The Latino community decides every day when they wake up whether they're going to go to school, whether they're going to go to work, how they're going to get there, and if they're going to come home. And that's a common occurrence in this community. There's no surprises. This just makes it more alert today.
Critics of yesterday's bust say it sent illegal immigrants even deeper into hiding. They complained of its timing as well, because this week the legislature moved a step closer to passing one of the toughest laws in the U.S. targeting illegal residents. The law would require police to check citizenship status if they suspect someone is in the country illegally. U.S. Attorney Dennis Burke deflected criticism that yesterday's sting was tied to the legislature's action.
This is an investigation that's been going on for 2 years. The other activities that are occurring in the state of Arizona at the local level have no relation to this whatsoever.
Burke's office says the defendants in the case are expected to appear in court later today. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd.